Spring, marked by the vernal equinox, will occur March 19th in all U.S. time zones. This has never happened before in your life. It's the earliest spring since 1896. The secret reason? Well, years divisible by 4 are leap years, like this one. But if a year is divisible by 100, it skips a leap year. So in 1700, 1800, and 1900, there was no February 29th. Our calendar further decrees that if the year is divisible by 400, it will be a leap year anyway. So 2000 was a leap year, and that's what's affecting us now. You see, the equinox happens earlier and earlier as each century wears on. If you went to school in the 60s, you remember how spring reliably began every March 21st. But as every century progresses, the date slips earlier to the 20th, and possibly even the 19th of March. But this slippage gets halted by the omission of a leap day during the next century year, like in 1900. That creates a jump of one day, with spring pushed to the 21st again. And all seems right with the world. Anyway, because 2000 had a leap day, instead of omitting it, equinoxes were prevented from returning to the 21st. So it slipped to the 20th, and now finally it happens on the 19th. And every coming leap year, like 2024 and 2028, will be a brand new record earliest start to spring. It's all caused because Earth spins a hair less than 365 and a quarter times a year. So adding an extra day every 4 years is a bit too much correction. So we sometimes omit that once every 4 year additional day. Back when they didn't do that, the Easter Bunny was hopping around in the snow. Pope Gregory fixed the calendar by skipping 3 leap years every 4 centuries. So you hold leap years every 4th year, banish leap years if they're century years, like 1900, but do have it if the century year can be divided by 400, like in 2000. That takes care of everything. And this earliest spring is all part of the plan. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.